Karen and Des from speaking to us from Auckland. I think you're in Whanganui now, actually. Welcome, Karen. Extabeth, I've been trying to work out how to pronounce this, is by David Keenan.
Kia ora, Catherine from Whanganui. Yes, indeed. Yes, Extabeth. I love David Keenan's books. I've reviewed his previous two novels with you before. You know, you never quite know what you're in for with him, but what you can be sure of is that you'll be in for a hell of a thrilling ride, whatever he does. And look, I'd like to start with a quote about Extabeth from the great harsh Irish mistress of literature, Edna O'Brien. She says of Extabeth that reading it felt like being cut open to the accompanying sound of ecstatic music. And I think the word ecstatic beautifully sums up the feverish head rush that is Extabeth. So it's set across St. Petersburg, Russia, in St. Andrews, Scotland, and it's narrated by a 19-year-old woman named Anelia. And her father, Tomasz, is a reasonably famous but kind of down-and-out musician. And his friend, Jako, I think it's Jako, is referred to as the famouser musician. And he's having a grubby affair with Anelia, who is very adoring of and quite concerned about her father. So Jako assists Tomasz by helping him put on a show. They hang out at this place called Snorks, which is a DIY underground folk bar. The show doesn't go that well, and a bit of the audio of this performance mysteriously shows up without Tomasz really knowing as a record, an LP, under the name of Extabeth. And it's this exotic, beguiling record that whoever hears it falls in love with it. It becomes a kind of avant-garde cult classic. And like the novel itself, Extabeth is like its own living, breathing entity. Another record appears. It could be Jako, but it's a bit of a mystery. Look, read this book, but don't try and crack it. You really have to submit to Extabeth and to Keenan. It's got a real kind of unstoppable energy about this novel. It's very mesmeric and intoxicating. It's a grubby novel of music, sex, art, language, and magic, and it really crackles. It's such an exhilarating read from a pretty visionary and singular writer. It's quite a radical novel, and it kind of feels like a narcotic take on classic Russian literature. It's got a kind of hectic, clipped rawness to it, and, you know, it actually feels like it was more channeled than written, that kind of euphoric feverishness. And it explores performance as ritual, and it can be a bit hallucinatory and also has a kind of beautiful arcane romance about it, but it's also very funny in places. I think this is a really brilliant mood piece, and I would probably recommend it to people who are fans of Edna O'Brien and the great Brazilian writer Clarice Lispector.
Any disappointments in it, especially given you've loved the previous?
Well, it is very different to his other three books, but I think what unifies them is a kind of really singular energy and a kind of romance. And I had no expectations because I never know what to expect. And I just went along for the ride. It's such a thrill. It's a real joy and just a really singular, exciting writer from Glasgow.
Thank you, Karen Das. Extabeth is the book. It's got an X at the start. That's why we're saying it like that. Extabeth by David Keenan, published by White Rabbit Books, $38 the price.